Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Manassas National Battlefield Park. My name is Jim Burgess. For about the next 45 minutes, I hope to give you some understanding of what happened out here during the First Battle of Manassas, or if you prefer, the First Battle of Bull Run. Either way, I'll be discussing the fighting here on July 21st, 1861, which proved to be the first major battle of the Civil War. At the time, there were quite a few folks who thought this would be the first, last, and only major battle of the war. In fact, a lot of these people followed the Union Army out from Washington to watch what they thought would be the climactic event to a very short rebellion, only to discover instead that warfare was not really a spectator sport. Now, most of these people who ventured forth from Washington did not get that close to the actual fighting, contrary to what you might have seen in various Hollywood representations of the battle. The vast majority of these people were quite content to watch the battle from Centerville Heights, which is a good 5 miles off to our east. All they could really see from Centerville was the smoke rising above the treetops in the distance. They could certainly hear the booming cannon, even the musketry, but that didn't really help them understand who was winning or losing. Much of the reports coming back from the battlefield were well over an hour old by the time they arrived at Centerville, so it was very difficult to understand just what was happening out here. Now, there were a handful of notable politicians and some newspaper correspondents, even the photographer Matthew Brady, who ventured somewhat closer to the fighting, but none of them ever got across Bull Run, and even if they had, it's doubtful they would have understood any better what was going on. And even if they had been out here, indeed, it would have been extremely difficult. It was a very confusing battle for just about everyone involved, for reasons I'll get into a little later on. But we don't want you leaving the battlefield today in a state of confusion, so if you have any questions anytime along the way, feel free to ask. Sometimes I know the answers. Now, we're going to start over on the other side of the building, and we'll end up somewhere out here on the battlefield. I'll be throwing a lot of trivia at you here in the next 45 minutes, but I don't expect you all to remember what I give you in terms of details. The one thing I do hope you will remember from your visit here is some of the terrain and how the battlefield actually looks. This is one battlefield where the terrain played a very influential role in shaping the battle and deciding the outcome. And certainly once you get a good feel for the place and can visualize it in your mind, anything you read on the subject in the future will likely make a lot more sense to you. So I invite you to join me out in the field. It'll be a little bit warm, but we do have a nice breeze, so it should be relatively comfortable.